Welcome back. Well, U.S. Congressman Ron Paul surprised everyone at the Conservative Political Action Conference by winning the presidential straw poll with 31% of the vote. So, could change be around the corner? Well, here to answer that question, Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Hi there, Matt. So 31% of the vote, he won that straw poll, largely because of the support of young conservatives. Are we seeing a sort of turning of the tide here?
I think what we're seeing is that grassroots base support, there's a lot more enthusiasm for libertarian ideals of limited government in the Republican Party than there has been in at least 12 years, probably stretching back even to 1994 and 1995. I don't think it necessarily means that on the Republican Party top level that we're seeing an equal enthusiasm, but certainly there's something strange going on in the American body politic right now, and the idea of limited government and libertarianism are strongly part of them.
So let's compare Congressman Ron Paul to Barack Obama in that sense. You know, Obama promised change. He became this sort of pop culture and political icon, not just here in the United States, but really all over the world. Are we seeing that sort of happening with Congressman Ron Paul as well? He's very popular with the foreign media. I can say that, you know, personally. I've interviewed the congressman many, many times. He's very consistent in his views. Can we sort of make a comparison between the two?
I think Obama has, he did project sort of a blank slate in a way. Everyone could project their hopes and fears onto him. But he's a very charismatic and sort of stentorian figure. Paul is kind of anti-charismatic. You know, he always says it's the message, it's not me. And if someone as uncharismatic as me can be popular, just imagine how powerful the message is. So it's sort of an inverse of it. I don't think that Paul has it in him to be the most popular Republican in the field or to remake Republican politics in his image. But it does say something about the failure of Obama to capture the imagination of the American people as a governor, not just as a candidate.
Now, we talk about the numbers here, and you spoke about the message, but I want you to elaborate a little bit on that. What are the main issues here that are causing some Americans either to be angry or to switch their political affiliations? I mean, what are Americans most concerned about now that they're saying, hey, Ron Paul looks like the guy for me. He looks like the guy that I might want to vote for in 2012.
More than anything else, it is bailout economics and the size and growth of the federal government, which has been hysterical. It's been bipartisan. George W. Bush was the biggest government president since Lyndon Johnson, and Obama has just doubled and tripled down on that. There is no American political venue for that kind of thought and feeling, and so it's coalescing on Ron Paul and in other people who are being critical of the bailouts.
Well, let's talk about foreign policy also, because Congressman Ron Paul has always sort of had this consistent anti-war stance, and he's sort of questioned, more than any politician really on the Hill at least, you know, not just how many troops to send, you know, to somewhere like Afghanistan, but why are we even sending troops over there? You know, you heard me talk about the civilian casualties in Afghanistan. Congressman Ron Paul is usually the first to say, hey, I told you so, we shouldn't be there in the first place. So is that message kind of resonating with people across the board also?
Yes, but it's controversial, certainly, in the Republican Party. I mean, when they announced that he won the straw poll with 31%, there was booing in the auditorium,
right?
Because a lot of Republicans are very invested in this aggressive military strategy abroad, and they hate Ron Paul, or they hate that part of Ron Paul. But that too, like bailout economics, is a bipartisan thing. Every White House does it, every Congress does it, but the American people are more and more anti-interventionist. So that energy has to go somewhere. Some of it's going to Ron Paul, but where it's going to go for other kind of politicians in 2010 and 2012 is an open question.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the sort of Republican response that there was booing in the crowd. So are Republicans going to sort of brush this off, or are they going to try to embrace him? What do you think?
I think they'll brush off the foreign policy, and they'll try to embrace the more sort of libertarian, limited government economic policy, because that is proving to be incredibly popular in the Tea Party movement than elsewhere.
But I mean, do you think they're going to embrace Ron Paul at all? That's the question, because everyone's looking to 2012 right now, especially the Republicans sort of getting their feet in the water, and it's not that much of an indication for 2012. Mitt Romney has won several times before. He, of course, was not the candidate. It was Senator John McCain instead. So let's just talk about Republicans going to sort of brush this off, or are they going to try to embrace him? What do you think?
I think they'll brush off the foreign policy, and they'll try to embrace the more sort of libertarian, limited government economic policy, because that is proving to be incredibly popular in the Tea Party movement and elsewhere.
But I mean, embrace, do you think they're going to embrace Ron Paul at all? That's the question, because everyone's looking to 2012 right now, especially the Republicans, sort of getting their feet in the water, and it's not that much of an indication for 2012. Mitt Romney has won several times before. He, of course, was not the candidate. It was Senator John McCain instead. So let's just talk about Ron Paul and his future. He hasn't publicly announced that he even wants to run yet, but could this be an indication that, hey, this is our guy, or is the Republican establishment going to sort of distance themselves, like you said, that they might, and just pick and choose which issues they want to concentrate on?
I think there will be a real contest for who gets to be Ron Paul in 2012. Ron Paul is part of that
mix. It won't be Ron Paul, but it'll be who gets
to be Ron Paul. It actually could be. If he elects to run, I think he would have a strong following, and he might be a finalist at the very least. I don't think he could win the Republican Party nomination, but there will be other people, like former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who famously wants to legalize drugs and who's anti-war as well. He's vying for that. There are other characters who are trying to jostle themselves in, and we still have some time between now and 2012.
Matt Welch of Reason Magazine, thank you for your analysis.